Hello, this is Ari. Thanks for tuning into my podcast. I need to tell you something. A Cup of Korean Season 2 has started. The first cup is Korean crossword puzzle themed as basic but challenging. If you have learned basic Korean words, sentences, K-pop and K-drama 101, you will be able to solve most of them. So challenge yourself. It costs only $2.95, just like a cup of coffee. Visit thelegitkorean.com and grab it. I repeat, thelegitkorean.com. Now, back to the podcast. Hello, brave Korean learners. My name is Ari Lee. I'm your host of The Legit Korean, where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Legit Korean. On today's episode, you will learn what April 16th means for Koreans. And you will also learn how to say, don't be a snob and you are such a snob in Korean. And right now, my father is building a small or mini warehouse in my house. So you might hear some kind of, you know, sound, construction sound kind of thing. So if you hear it, please excuse me for that. And before starting today's episode, let's review what we learned last week. So last week, we learned how to say what time is it and it's 12 past what? What was it? It's half past 12. I'm sorry. And like always, I gave you a speaking assignment to record your voice speaking the sentences you learned on the episode and send your voice message to me on Instagram. And thankfully, you guys sent me beautiful Korean speaking voices. Please listen to them because they will blow your mind. So, here they are.
안녕하세요. 저는 샹테입니다. 어, 저기요. 몇 시예요? 아, 지금 2시 20분이에요. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요. 제 이름은 루비예요. 몇 시예요? 5시 반이에요.
안녕하세요. 저는 앤입니다. 몇 시예요? 10시 40분이에요. 감사합니다.
안녕하세요. 저는 리사예요. 그리고 저는 미국 사람이에요. 몇 시예요? 오전 7시 55분이에요. 감사합니다.
Thank you, Chantel, Ruby, Andy, and Lisa for sending me your beautiful and very much Korean-like speaking assignment. I really love that they all said their own time and they were all correct. So I was really impressed and I was somehow some kind of, how can I say, I was touched even, you know, I was moved. And when you send me your speaking assignment, please know that you are not just practicing your Korean, you are also making one person in the world very happy. And that person is me, of course. So thank you so much again. Oh, and the sentences were 몇 시예요? Meaning what time is it? And 12시 반이에요. Meaning it's half past 12. And now let's start today's episode. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today, I want to talk about Sewol ferry disaster because April 16th is coming. So April 16th is the day we just cannot forget. Because it was the day the ferry called Sewol sank. And because of that, a lot of people died. So today's story is going to be a sad and, how can I say, angry story. So please excuse me for that. So what is Sewol ferry disaster? So it occurred on the morning of April 16th in 2014 when the very cold Seoul was en route from Incheon towards Jeju in South Korea. And because of this disaster, out of 476 passengers and crew, 304 died, including around 250 students from a high school. And at a first glance, it might look like a tragic ferry accident, but actually it's more than just an accident. So on April 16th, when the ferry was en route from Incheon towards Jeju, there was something wrong about the ferry. And we don't know why, we still don't know why, but the ferry started to sink. The ferry really slowly started to sink. So there were enough time for passengers to be rescued. But when the Korean Coast Guard arrived at the scene, they didn't do anything to rescue the passengers. And they just watched the boat sinking slowly. And they only rescued the captain and the crew. There are 172 survivors, and all of them saved themselves. They escaped the sinking ferry on their own, and all Korean Coast Guard did was just carrying them to the land. And we still don't know what happened to the ferry at the time of the sinking and what caused the boat to sink. Because the government buried the record, and some people believe that the government even manipulated the record. And we also don't know why Korean Coast Guard didn't do their job, rescuing people. And what made this disaster more tragic was that most of victims were high school students. So they were junior at a high school in Gyeonggi-do, and they were going on a field trip to Jeju Island. And this high school had 339 junior students, and among them, 261 students died. So there were 10 classes for junior students in this school. And among them, two classes have only one survivor for each. So for one class, there were 33 students, but only one survived. And for another class, there were 21 students, but only one survived. So I cannot even imagine how hard it must have been for a survivor student. All of or a lot of their classmates died. And also, I cannot even fathom how victims' families must have been. Not just because their children died in the water without being rescued, but also because they don't even know why their children died. Because they don't know, and we don't know why exactly the boat sank, and why the Coast Guard didn't do their job, and why the government buried the record. So this disaster is a big trauma and also a big mystery for many Koreans. And it also had huge after effect, politically and socially. So politically speaking, it became one of the main reasons why the Korean ex-president Park Geun-hye was impeached. She was impeached in 2017, in about 3 years since the disaster. And socially speaking, Koreans' life has changed after the accident. First and foremost, school trip was banned. For about a few years, Korean students couldn't go to field trip. And also 2014 was like the year that is forgotten for many Koreans. We spent the year grieving for losses. So just like the 2020, the pandemic year for many people around the world, 2014 for many Koreans was a grieving year. I remember a lot of concerts got canceled, and also there were no broadcasting of variety, comedy shows for a while because we couldn't smile, we couldn't laugh. The Seoul ferry was all over the news. We watched the news every day for hours. Even after the sinking, we prayed for them to somehow miraculously being rescued. But after sinking, there were no single survivor. I remember I cried almost every night for the next few weeks since the disaster. So the disaster had a huge influence on many Koreans. And on every April 16th, we remember the victims by uploading yellow ribbon on the internet. And if you want to learn more about Seoul Ferry disaster, I recommend two documentary movies. One is called Intention, which is available on Netflix. And the other is called In the Absence, which was a nominee for short documentary category at Oscar 2020. I will leave links for the two movies on the description of this episode. It's time to speak some legit Korean. And today's lesson is gonna be a little different than usual. So right now, the most famous English word in Korea is snobbish. You know, S-N-O-B-B-I-S-H. I hope my pronunciation is correct. Suddenly, this word became the headlines of many Korean news. And it's all because of a Korean actress, Yoon Ya-jung. So she's a really, really famous actress in Korea. She's in her 70s. And she recently starred in the movie called Minari, which is getting a lot of awards in the world. And very recently, she was crowned Best Supporting Actress at the British Academy of Film and Television Arts Awards. And her acceptance speech got viral in Korea. So she did her speech in English and it was like this. I would like to express my condolence for your Duke of Edinburgh. Every award is important, but especially to be recognized for this one from British people who are known as snobbish people, and they approved me as a great actress. I'm very happy. Thank you for the voters. Thank you very much. So her speech was like this. And when she said the word snobbish, the host of the award bursted into laughter, and this clip went viral and her speech went viral in Korea. So thanks to that, I learned a new word that is snobbish or snob. So today, I want to let you know some sentences and words about this word, snob or snobbish. So what is snobbish in Korean? So there's a Korean word called 잘난 척하다, and it means to behave like I am superior than the rest. So I think this is the Korean word that is the closest to the English word snobbish. So now you know this word 잘난 척하다. You can say don't be a snob in Korean. So don't be a snob in Korean is 잘난 척하지 마세요. Listen to the sentence one more time. 잘난 척하지 마세요. So this sentence means don't be a snob or don't behave like you are superior than the rest or don't look down on people. Okay, so now repeat after me 3 times slowly. You can do it. Let's go. 잘난 척하지 마세요. 잘난 척하지 마세요. 잘난 척하지 마세요. 오케이, you're doing great. Now we're gonna do this faster. 3 times. You can do it. Let's go. 잘난 척하지 마세요. 잘난 척하지 마세요. 잘난 척하지 마세요. 마세요. Okay, you did great. And there's another word that is related to the word snob or snobbish. So we just learned to be snobbish in Korean, which was 잘난 척하다. And snob as a noun in Korean is 속물. One more time, 속물. So 속물 is a little different than 잘난 척하다. And I found the perfect definition for 속물 in some English blog. The blog post was titled as 15 Signs You Are a Snob. I will leave a link in the description. So if you are a 속물, the first thing you notice about a potential love interest is not his or her killer smile, great teeth, or piercing eyes. It is his or her shoes, belts, handbags, or briefcases, and jewelry. So this is exactly what 속물 does. And if you see a person like this, you might say, you are such a snob. And you are such a snob in Korean is 완전 속물이시네요. Listen to the sentence one more time. 완전 속물이시네요. And I know you should be really careful when you use this kind of sentence to anyone. But if you say this in the right context and if your nuance is correct, it will make a great joke. Just like Yoon Yeo-jung did with her speech. Okay, now it's time to repeat after me. The sentence is 완전 속물이시네요. Meaning you are such a snob. First, slowly, 3 times. Let's go. 완전 속물이시네요. 완전 속물이시네요. 완전 속물이시네요. You did great. Now we're going to do this faster. 3 times. You can do it. Let's go. 완전 속물이시네요. 완전 속물이시네요. 완전 속물이시네요. 완전 Okay, you did a great job. I'm so proud of you. So today we learned two words and two sentences that are related to the word snobbish and snob. So to be snobbish in Korean is 잘난 척하다. And snob as a noun in Korean is 속물. And today I want to skip the part, you know, the repeating the old sentences all together part. Instead, I want to talk about the speech more, you know, Yoon Yeo-jung's acceptance speech. So when I first heard about her speech, I was surprised. Because I was kind of worried that Brits could find this speech as, you know, offensive. You know, sometimes being funny and being rude is kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to balance between the two. But if you did it right, you can make a really great joke. And I think Yoon Yeo-jung nailed it. And also she explained about her acceptance speech at a news conference later. And she said that she visited Britain a lot of times and she had a fellowship at Cambridge College. And somehow she felt that they are very snobbish, but not in a bad way. She said that Brits have a long history. And as an Asian woman herself, she felt that these people are very snobbish. And and she said that that is her honest feeling. Oh, and if you want to watch the video of her acceptance speech, you can check the link in the description of this episode. Oh, and she also got nominated for 2021 Oscars Best Supporting Actress. And I'm really looking forward to her acceptance speech. Okay, it's time to wrap up today's episode. Please don't forget to send your speaking assignment. Record your voice speaking the sentences you learned today and send your voice message to me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is legitkari. Please don't miss the chance to be snobbish, you know, about your Korean. And please, please, please visit my website, The Legit Korean, to check the new Cup of Korean, which is Korean crossword puzzle, and the theme is basic but challenging. For just $2.95, you can challenge yourself about your Korean word. So why not? Just do it. And thank you for listening to my podcast. 팟캐스트 들어주셔서 감사하고요. See you next Wednesday. 다음 주 수요일에 봐요. 안녕!